Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Hundreds gathered downtown this weekend for the annual International Women's Day rally. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko was there.
People of all genders and ages came to the rally at Daley Plaza. They held signs in support of LGBTQ and abortion rights, and many waved Palestinian and Ukrainian flags. Pat Artman, who's 77, says she's concerned about the war in Ukraine. She's unhappy with President Donald Trump's efforts to steer U.S. aid away from Ukraine and his earlier threat to pull out of NATO.
If eventually we became an isolationist society, women's rights are not going to be there. I think they will just fizzle out, quite frankly.
Hundreds of angry protesters chanted obscenities at the president as they marched up to the Riverwalk right across from the Trump Tower. Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.
Groups that provide financial support for people seeking abortion care say a, quote, funding crisis is unfolding across the Midwest. One of those groups is the Chicago Abortion Fund. They estimate in the 6 months after Iowa passed a six-week abortion ban last summer, nearly 150 Iowans came to Illinois for care. Megan JFO runs the Chicago Abortion Fund, and she says funds in Illinois need money as nearby states restrict abortion access.
We need to continue to call attention to and increase investment in abortion funds by philanthropy is like one of the most urgent asks of the sector, especially now while, you know, so much money in the past couple of years has gone to advocacy.
JFO's group is working with the Iowa Abortion Access Fund to meet the influx of patients. Measles is a highly infectious respiratory disease, and contracting it could be fatal. Common complications include ear infections, pneumonia, and brain damage. The CDC reports about 1 in 5 unvaccinated people who get measles are hospitalized. Illinois health officials say no measles cases have been reported in the state so far this year. Dr. Shivanjali Shankaran is an infectious disease physician at Rush. She says this is not just a childhood illness. Measles is a debilitating condition.
It's not just I got a rash, you get very sick, the child gets very sick. It's a difficult illness. And so if there's something that's extremely safe and extremely effective at preventing that, we should all be using it. Prevention is better than cure. We don't actually have a cure or treatment for the measles.
Public health officials say the best way to avoid measles is to get the 2-dose measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Shankaran recommends people speak with a healthcare provider if they believe they have not been vaccinated. Engineers at Washington University in St. Louis have created a medicine that can detect bird flu particles. Engineering professor Rajan Chakrabarty says placing machines near vents and poultry sheds could allow farmers to separate unhealthy animals.
The spread could be rapid and it's very difficult to control. Hence, there is a need to come up with real-time testing of this flu.
A South Suburban Madison farm lost 3,000 chickens to bird flu in January. Owners learned last week that a $220,000 grant they were set to receive has been suspended because of the Trump administration's freeze on federal funding. Some more things you should know today. Daylight saving time has begun. The Sun-Times reports the hour of lost sleep can leave you feeling groggy. A Northwestern sleep researcher says it will be easier to reset your internal clock if you get outside as soon as you can to see the sun. Illinois advocates for drug addiction treatment are blasting potential cuts to the federal program that pays for a lot of it. Medicaid also pays hospital emergency departments for more than a third of non-fatal overdoses. A nonpartisan budget office says there's no way to pay for President Trump's proposed tax cuts and immigration enforcement without cutting Medicaid or other health programs. Today's weather, it will be sunny and unusually warm with a high of 68 degrees, and tonight we'll see a low of 45. Tomorrow, we're expecting it to be partly cloudy and breezy, with a high of 47. And we're expecting temperatures to fall in the afternoon. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.